Juno Jive. You guys ended up in the championship game of that one.
Yeah, we did. It was a great tournament on the Jive tournament side. Busy, you know, to get into our pool play first, we played everybody one set to 25, and we used the points for that to seed how we would go into the bracket. And the top six teams went into the gold. The bottom four in the, out of those 10 went into the silver bracket. And we started off, our first game was Juno Douglas, and just got done playing them at home, and they were on fire. We ended up losing that first one 25-11, actually, just that one set to 25. And once we gained our control, we came back very well. And so our next game was against Mount Edgecombe, which is, you know, 3A state champion last year. And we ended up taking them, I think it was 25-21. And then once we found our groove, we were on a roll. We won five straight the rest of the day on Friday. And then Saturday had three more games, beat Thunder Mountain, beat Ketchikan, and then lost to Sitka in a close one. So we ended up number three out of the 10 teams that were there, and matched up with Craig right out of the gate in the gold bracket, and ended up taking care of them in two sets. And then, of course, we met up with Juno Douglas one more time, but just an incredible match with them. Lost the first close game, won the second, another decently close game, and then game three was nail biter that went a little bit extra. And with the tournament style, we just went two out of three in the bracket play. But it was kind of a nice hostile environment with all their fans and their parents and their fans there. It was just an amazing game. But I ended up winning that 17-15 to get in the championship game, and met up with Thunder Mountain. Long day there, but just could not get our first contacts in that championship game. We had a lot of service errors that kind of hurt us to gain some points, but a great run. First time for me in the Jive championship game, and first time for the girls for them, but they performed well. And then the next morning was, you know, waking up at 4:30 to head on up to Haynes. But the Jive tournament was great. Good performances from everyone. Yeah.
So how did that Haynes seeding tournament go?
Yeah, went up to Haynes and got in at about 11:30 in the morning and started play right at 1 o'clock. And we got three out of five matches in there. The first game we met up with Metlakatla and went real well. They performed well for the lack of sleep that we had on waking up early and getting on the ferry. And then our next game later that evening was with Klawock. And we handled Klawock in the first two sets pretty handily. And then all of a sudden, game three, I'm not sure if a fatigue piece kind of hit us, but Klawock started taking advantage of some deep shots on us and ended up winning game three on us, and then came back and won game four on us. So we ended up going five, and we battled hard, really, really, really hard. And you could see fatigue was a little bit of a factor in just Klawock's different style of play, but ended up winning 15-11 in the fifth. And that was the two games we had Sunday night. And of course we had the 8:30 game the next morning. So we got done probably about 9:30 Sunday night, four matches on Monday, and had Craig right off the bat at 8:30 in the morning. And the kids performed extremely well against Craig, and we beat them in three. And then we played Skagway after that, played Haynes after that, and took care of both of those in three, and then Wrangell the finale and beat them in three. And about 10 minutes after we got done with that game was grab our bags and run to the ferry. So the kids did great, 6-0. Couldn't ask for a better weekend, and a very tiring weekend. It was in the gym 8 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night every single day. So,
all right. So that's one of two seeding tournaments for you?
Yeah, one of two seeding tournaments. Our next seeding tournament, November 2, 3, and 4, down in Metlakatla, and that'll be the next time we play. So a good little break for them to be home and get healthy, take care of some homework, and make sure we study. We got the end of the quarter coming up, and so a nice little stretch here where we can fine-tune some things before the last seeding tournament, and then wrangle, and then Regents here.